CRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world.
To spells of hot weather across the UK, like last year's blast when vulnerable people died and houses burnt down. The organisation's experts are warning that what we view as extreme will become the norm. It says 2022 was the warmest year on record. Tom Bradshaw is from the NFU.
The dry summers have a particular impact on the crops we produce, the grass that's fed to livestock, but also our horticultural production. Last year we had many farmers run out of water. Their reservoirs were empty at this time of year. But if we don't build more resilience into our food production systems, then there is a very real threat to domestic food production.
MPs are warning the UK risks losing its position as a global leader on vaccination after a decline in uptake rates. The Health and Social Care Select Committee says part of the reason is people find it hard to get appointments for jabs. A man will be sentenced later for the murder of an on-duty police officer, Matt Ratana. The 25-year-old Louis de Zoiser was found guilty last month of shooting him in a custody suite in Croydon in September 2020. The Co-op says crime, shoplifting and antisocial behaviours increased by over a third in its shops in the past year. The company says it recorded almost 1,000 incidents every day between January and June. The Irish Prime Minister has paid tribute to Sinead O'Connor following her death at the age of 56, describing her talent as unmatched. She'd publicly struggled with her mental health in recent years. Her most famous hit, Nothing Compares to You, topped the charts around the world in the 90s. Music journalist Matt Charlton says she leapt to fame in her 20s.
This very sort of diminutive figure with Bambi eyes, and then this voice just suddenly emerges from her. And then there's the Nothing Compares to You video, which is very iconic when she starts crying. So she was never far away from her emotions.
And in sport, Holders USA came down from a goal to draw 1-1 with the Netherlands at the Women's World Cup. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Talk Radio Europe. Daybreak is brought to you courtesy of Knockolds Lawyers Spain. Passionate about providing the highest quality legal advice. Knockolds.es.
Get out of bed, stretching your sleepy head. The kettle's on, and it's a brand new day. Grab your keys, get out the door. If last night has left you feeling sore, well, there's a guy who can chase your blues away. With the morning show,
broadcasting from Talk Radio.
He's here for you. Consider your morning saved. Sports and stories and news and more. You laugh until your sides get sore. Every morning, it's just one thing that you'll crave. You'll crave.
And welcome along to Daybreak here on Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. I hope you're having a fabulous morning, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. It's a Thursday, is it already? The week just flies by, doesn't it? It really does. Let's get latest Spanish news with Bob James. Here we go.
Good morning. Russian hackers have attacked the websites of the Interior Ministry, the Statistics Institute, the INE, the Prime Minister's Office, the Moncloa Palace, the Central Electoral Council, and the Postal Service Kureos, amongst others. The attacks by the pro-Russian group No Name 057 began 4 days before last Sunday's election and are still active. The hackers, closely linked to Russian intelligence, acted in response to the support package announced by Pedro Sanchez for the armed conflict in Ukraine. On Sunday, the group struck by trying to disable the Interior Ministry's website, which at the time was essential for monitoring the vote counting for the elections. One of their virtual attacks even tried to take down the Royal Household website. However, in many of these cases, the affected companies and government agencies managed to stop the cyber criminals. This year alone, between 50 and 60 serious attacks aimed at bringing down the public sector have been detected. An Iranian chess player who moved to Spain in January after she competed without a hijab and had an arrest warrant issued against her at her home has been granted Spanish citizenship and was announced yesterday. Sara Kardem took part in the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships held in Kazakhstan in December without the headscarf that is mandatory under Iran's strict Islamic dress code. The 26-year-old said she had no regrets over her gesture in support of the protest movement against her country's leadership. The official State Gazette said the cabinet approved granting Kardem citizenship on Tuesday, taking into account the special circumstances of her case. Holidaymakers travelling to Mallorca, Ibiza and Menorca are being warned that the wildfire risk on the islands has been raised. A forest fire red alert was issued in Mallorca by the Palma Met Office on Tuesday due to the heatwave, and AMET has issued an extreme red alert for the island. AMET put the southern and eastern tip of Mallorca at extreme risk of wildfires, whilst Ibiza and Menorca were both placed on high alert. Firefighters said the region's wooded areas had become a tinderbox due to the scorching weather, before adding that they were well equipped for any blazes that might break out. Meanwhile, the Mediterranean reached its highest temperature on record this week during an exceptional heatwave, researchers said. In the daily median sea surface temperature of the Mediterranean, 28.71 degrees Celsius was observed, so the Institute of Marine Sciences said, analysing data from the satellites used by the European Earth Observation Programme, Copernicus. The last record was back in August 2003, when it hit 28.25 degrees Celsius. Copernicus recently said that at the beginning of June, global temperatures exceeded pre-industrial levels by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. Such high temperatures threaten marine life. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome along to the new edition of Daybreak. How are you this morning? Hope you are well and in fine fettle. And all things considered, let me give you the lost lyrics that we're looking for today. We go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady who's walking around with me. And then she asks me, "Do you feel all right, me duck?" I added the last bit in. Just so you know, that wasn't actually in the original lyrics, although it should have been. We go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady who's walking around with me, and then she asks me, "Do you feel all right, me duck?" Let me know if you think you know.
Be a hero. Contact us now. TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. WhatsApp +34 645 99 67 95. You can call us on 952 78 4000. Email us at studio@tre.radio. You can use Facebook with Talk Radio Europe Official, or the website tre.radio. Skype TRE Studio on air. Be a hero. Contact us today.
Daybreak with Dave Hodgson. The weather forecast is brought to you by Liberty Seguros. Liberty Seguros, the number one preferred expat insurer, has more than 200 dedicated expat agents and brokers who understand your needs and speak your language.
The weather on Talk Radio Europe. Find us at tre.radio.
Okay, your weather forecast for today, starting off in Gibraltar, 29 degrees with sunshine and moderate winds coming from the west. For you, Malaga, 24 degrees, mostly sunshine in Malaga. Highs expected of 29 as well for Malaga, light southeasterly winds. Granada, 22 degrees, partly cloudy, sunny spells. In Granada, highs of 33 degrees today. Almeria, 26 degrees. Partly cloudy, sunny spells in Almeria. 30 degrees of sunshine and light winds coming from the southeast. Murcia, 25. Partly cloudy, sunny spells at the moment. Highs of 34 later and light southeasterly winds. Alicante, Costa Blanca, 25 degrees with some sunny spells. 32 degrees with some rain showers, possibly around lunchtime. So you have been warned there in old Murcia. And light winds coming from the east. Bit of rain around. There you go. We need a bit of rain, don't we? Then you're 24 degrees, mostly sunshine. Highs expected of 31 with some rain showers this morning as well in Denia. Light southeasterly winds. Ibiza, 27 degrees with sunshine on the island. Mostly sunny, 31 the high and light winds from the southeast. And finally, Palma de Mallorca, 24 degrees with sunshine in Mallorca. And we're expecting 30 degrees, partly cloudy, sunny spells this morning and some glorious sunshine later. Light northeasterly winds. That's your weather forecast for today.
Find us at tre.radio.
More than 150,000 international clients have already placed their trust in Liberty Seguros. Visit libertyexpatriates.es to find your nearest agent.
This is TRE.
Knockolds Lawyers Spain, an affiliate company of Knockolds Solicitors in the UK, has opened its office in Estepona. Knockolds has been providing legal advice on cross-border matters between Spain and the UK for over 10 years. Our team of English and Spanish lawyers offer a broad range of legal services, including buying and selling property, wills, probate and estate planning, applying for visas and personal litigation, as well as supporting businesses with interests in the UK. At Knockolds, we also offer an in-house official sworn translation service. Passionate and committed to providing the very highest levels of service and delivering quality legal advice, our priority is you. Find us at knockolds.es.
Hi, my name is Sam Mark, and together with my brother Simon Mark, we are the Mark Brothers at Aura Dental Clinic. If you have any dental problems or wish to improve your smile with crowns, veneers or implants, please contact us through auradental.com, which is AURA dental.com. You are welcome to any of our clinics in Fuengirola, Estepona and Nueva Andalucía. Thank you.
Do you want to know what's happening in the south of Spain? Do you want regular news from a source you can trust? In a recent survey, 8 out of 10 readers on the Costa del Sol said that Surin English was their favourite English language newspaper. It's easy to see why. Surin English boasts an international newsroom with dozens of journalists gathering reliable, accurate and balanced information from around Spain, Andalusia and the Costa del Sol. The perfect combination of news and features from and for the international community. Surin English, linking communities and supporting local businesses for nearly 40 years. Pick up a copy of your favourite read every Friday or read it online at surinenglish.com.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
Knockolds Lawyers Spain sponsor Daybreak. Experts in cross-border legal matters between Spain and the UK. Knockolds.es.
It's Daybreak with
Morning, it's Daybreak and you're listening to Talk Radio Europe. How are you? It looks a bit murky out there at the moment, but we're not going to worry too much about that. These are lost lyrics we're looking for today. We go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady who's walking around with me. We've got a first person on the board today goes to, let me have a look at my list, Annie. Morning, Annie. Well done, Annie. I think it's the first time you've been on the board first, correct? First time that you've been first. Let me get that right. So, morning, Dave. Yes, absolutely right. Greetings, Annie. Get your gun in Murcia. Second on the board today is Lynn in Mallorca. Morning, Lynn. Well done, Lynn. And absolutely right, getting on the board really, really quickly this morning as well. You could have been first, but Annie was just ahead of you. So, well done, Lynn, for that one. And Chris and Oriella Costa on the board as well. Happy Thursday. Mark in Torrox Park, fourth on the board. Morning, Dave. Yes. Absolutely correct. Yes, well done to you, Mark in Torrox Park. So if you think you know where those lyrics come from, get in touch. Now, my wife last night went out, and I took the kids down to the La Calaferia. We had a great time. It was a cheap night at La Calaferia last night in La Cala de Mijas. So we went on some of the rides, and then it got too busy, so we left. I had a jacket potato. You know those ones you get at the Feria with a bolognese, and then they just literally just fill it, and it is like... I just couldn't eat it all. I mean, for me, that's quite a miracle. I just couldn't eat all of it. I mean, I had a really good go. Don't get me wrong. There wasn't much left, but I just couldn't eat it all. So my wife went last night to Starlight with Jamie, a friend, and they saw Mika, and it looked like... I've not spoken to her because she came in late and I'm out at 6 o'clock in the morning. But it looked like from her social media feed that she had a fabulous time with Mika last night at Starlight.
Walk through the city like stupid people do. A million faces, but all I'm seeing is you. I'm stopping strangers and telling them your name. Convincing haters one day they'll feel the same. We're common people in love. It's supernatural, it's just a force from above. Some call me crazy, some try to make me shut up. If I am crazy, that's what you may be.
I said you're the only one I want to talk about. I said you're the only one I want to talk about. I said you're the only one I want to talk about. Yeah, it's true. All I do is want to talk about you.
Walk through the jungle, that used to be my town. Everything's different, you've turned it upside down. It happened to me, totally unprepared, just the beginning. But I'm not even scared, cause living like this is risking all that I know. And if it kills me, that's the way I want to go. So pull me under and put me under your spell. Rather be crazy than normal people.
I said you're the only one I want to talk about.
Through the city like normal people do, but all I'm seeing is
you're the only one I want to talk about.
Listening to my dad on Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world, TRE.
Oh yeah, and of course you got to play this one, haven't you, as well, so yes.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears.
It looked like a fabulous night. If you were there, let me know, did you enjoy it?
Do I attract you, do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty, am I too flirty, do I like what you like? Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me, why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Chris Kelly, were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in
my baby putting my life on the brink.
tried it, little Freddy. I've got an answer to him.
With Maddie is brought to you by Casa Sola Decor. CasasolaDecor.com. Everything you need for your home with up to 60% discount.
Have some Espanol now with Mari Carmen. Talk Radio Europe's Mari Carmen. Morning, Mari. How are you today?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. I'm all the better for seeing you. That's a saying we have in English.
Ah, nice.
You heard that before?
No.
So you say to me, how are you, Dave? And I say to you, like we just did, I'm just going to repeat exactly what we just did right there.
Yeah.
And I say, Mari, I'm all the better for seeing you.
That's nice.
Because I've seen you, my life is now
a
better place.
Yeah. Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, there we are.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm trying to embarrass her, but she's not getting embarrassed.
No, fine, I just don't know what to say. No,
she's speechless.
Okay, let's go to the,
okay, do that,
the Spanish.
Yeah.
There is one sentence. One sentence that maybe your children will use when they are older.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with this.
It is called hacer pellas.
Is it, Dad, you're embarrassing me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they've used that one already. Okay.
No.
Tell me again slowly.
Hacer.
Sorry, I apologize. Carry on.
Hacer pellas.
Hacer pellas.
P-E-L-L-A-S.
As in hair? No, no.
What?
I thought you said hair.
No.
Pelos.
Pellas, no. Okay.
All right, okay. Right. You tell me and I'll just listen.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Hacer pellas. Una pella
is
a ball of how do you say? When the ground is wet.
Yeah.
And you take a ball of the ground. Barro? How do you say that?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Well,
not when it's snow. Not snowball.
It's a ball of ground.
All right. We would call it a divot.
Divot.
If you're playing golf.
Yeah.
And you hit the ground and a big chunk of the earth, that's called a divot. I don't know whether that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Or it could be a sod as well, which is like a sod of grass. I think, I don't know if I'm saying that right, so I could get the trouble on the radio.
No, I think it's divot. Yeah. Divot is okay. So una pella is a ball of divot, let's say. And in the old days, when the children didn't go to school, they say to the parents, they go to school, but they didn't go.
Ah.
They stay outside playing with the other kids. So they used to use these divots, pellas, to throw it to the wall or to play or anything.
Yeah.
So we say hacer pellas is just avoiding school, not going to school.
Oh, very good. Skiving, we call it in English.
Skiving.
Skiving.
Skiving. Yeah.
So I used to skive off school or people say bunking off.
Bunking off,
skipping school.
Yeah.
But I used to say skiving. I used to go kickboxing in Derby.
Ah.
You ever been kickboxing?
I'll
show you. It's like this. Hang on.
Yeah. Are you?
I just done a bit of martial arts.
Didn't expect that. Okay. So you skived the school to go
kickboxing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Went kickboxing and then after that we go to the fish and chip shop.
Nice. You see.
Dave's fish and chips.
I think everybody has done that.
Yeah.
So your children will need it when they are haciendo pellas, when they skive from school.
What is strange, if I caught my children doing the things that I used to do when I was a kid, I would go ballistic. You know, if George when he gets to like 15, stopped going to school and went to kickboxing, I would be fuming.
You, will you?
Yeah, yeah.
But why you have done the same?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm a hypocrite, Mary.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You are looking at a hypocrite. I expect better behaviour from my children than I expected from myself.
No.
And do expect from myself.
No, they are children. You know what? When I was in the high school,
yeah,
there was 1 year, only 1 year, that I had 96 skip a day.
I can't believe that. I'm looking
and
at you
I
now.
And I had the...
90? Hang on, just no. Look, 90. Just stop. 90.
90.
6.
96 or
days
less.
Where you were...
Off of school.
Off school. Starting.
And I had so very good marks.
Yeah.
Really. It was hilarious.
Does your mum know about that?
He knew...
Your
I
mother
think,
and father, do they know?
I think yeah. they knew yeah. about 10 years later. I wasn't brave enough to say
what
before.
Did you do? I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know.
What were you doing on the 96 days that she had off in 1 year? Wow. There you are. You all think Mary's this little... cute little Spanish girl that comes along, teaches us Spanish, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. But 96 days off skiving. I bet it wasn't kickboxing.
But I
either.
Had very good marks. Isn't that enough?
So are you? Would you then teach children then, Mary, to have days off school?
Is as it? Long as it
does. Be careful, we've got parents listening right now. Okay, they're taking their children to school right now, Mary. Be careful how you answer that.
Please, parents, don't leave your kids to skip the school. But if this is useful for them to learn, maybe it's not a bad idea, as it was for me.
Talk Radio Europe takes no responsibility for any of the opinions that have been given by Mary Carmen or TRE PLC. Whatever that means. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Dave.
Casa Solar Decor. Sponsor Spanish Phrases with Mari. CasasolarDecor.com. Everything you need for your home with up to 60% discount.
Sad news, of course, last night of the death of Irish singing legend, more than just a singing legend, actually probably legend throughout the whole country of Ireland and around the world. Tributes paid to Sinead O'Connor after the singer's death last night.
This was the song that brought Sinead O'Connor to the world. Her 1990 rendition of the Prince song, Nothing Compares to You, propelled the artist to international stardom. But Sinead O'Connor never had an easy relationship with fame. Born in the Dublin suburb of Glenageary in 1966, the singer endured a difficult childhood. One of five children, O'Connor spoke of being physically abused by her mother, and at age 15 was placed in one of Ireland's infamous Magdalen asylums, seen as a problem child. But it was here her musical talents were discovered, and she released her first album in 1987. 3 years later, she was a global superstar.
I mean, she was extraordinary. Live performer. I saw her play at an event called Other Voices, which is down in County Kerry. Her voice was just absolutely incredible. I mean, she was one of the greatest singers you would ever hear, and it's just tremendously sad that we will now get to hear it again.
She would go on to release 10 solo albums and gain many critical accolades, but was always followed by controversy and railed against the Catholic Church for its child sex abuse scandals. Her most infamous moment came in 1992, ripping up a photo of the then Pope while performing on Saturday Night Live.
Fight the real enemy!
She would later become a priest before converting to Islam. Sinead O'Connor was married four times and later announced she was a lesbian and a bisexual. She revealed she had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and struggled with mental health problems. Her family confirmed her passing at the age of 56. It is with great sadness, they said, that we announce the passing of our beloved Sinead. Her family and friends are devastated and have requested privacy at this very difficult time. Tributes have poured in from across every spectrum of Irish society as the country assesses the musical and cultural legacy of one of its most controversial icons. Stephen Murphy, Sky News in Dublin.
No age at all. 56 years of age, Sinead O'Connor sadly passing away. It is 29 minutes past 8. You're listening to Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. We'll have a look at the headlines and the newspapers on the way next.
Talk Radio Europe.
very deep, connected to a different time and place. Turn it off now. But you can already feel a rush of memories. So you turn up the volume, close your eyes, and slowly start to drift.
9 out of 10 Linea Directa customers get the same satisfaction and recommend us. 24/7 emergency plumber, replacement vehicle, free legal assistant. Call Linea Directa on 919 181 130. That's 919 181 130 for some very satisfying features when you take out car, bike or home insurance.
Did you know that your roof could be saving you money? Install solar panels with Mariposa Energia and the savings you'll make will be so substantial that your solar installation will pay for itself in just a few years. What's more, you can increase the resale value of your property, and of course you'll be helping to save the planet by generating your own 100% green energy. At Mariposa Energia, our English speaking team will take care of the whole process for you. We've got all of Spain covered. Contact Mariposa Energia today for a free, no obligation proposal. Call us on 951 120 830 or visit mariposaenergia.es.
The most iconic music family in history returns to Marbella. The Jacksons, live in concert at Marbella Arena on Thursday, the 27th of July. All the mega hits of the Jackson 5 and Michael in an amazing performance. For tickets, go to rocklounge.com or Ticketmaster. Or call us on 711 033 800. Don't miss the Jacksons live.
Since Brexit, has your UK financial advisor or bank contacted you to say they are no longer authorised to look after your account? For a free initial consultation, call Chase Buchanan on 951 350 977 or email tre@chasebuchanan.com. Chase Buchanan. Trusted advice made simple.
Is your car automatic? Transmatic are the automatic gearbox specialists on the Costa del Sol. Since 1990, Transmatic have specialised in the repair and servicing of automatic and manual gearboxes. All makes and models from the earliest classics to the latest hybrids. Transmatic undertake other mechanical work by appointment, all with a one-year guarantee. At Transmatic, testing and diagnosis is free. So book your car in for a check before it's too late. Also, Delta Car Rental by Transmatic. Short and long term. Call today 952 796 166 or find us online at transmatic.es.
Spain Today. Join me for an hour of concise information across the daily Spanish news spectrum to keep you informed about the things that matter to you, to enhance your enjoyment of living in Spain.
Spain Today, presented by Howard Brereton.
Join Howard Brereton weekdays from 6 p.m.
This is Talk Radio Europe.
It's Daybreak with Dave.
July 27th, 2023. Let's have a look at the newspapers today. The Times in the UK writes that thousands more violent offenders will be created by ministers' failure to get children back into school after COVID pandemic. And a picture of Sinead O'Connor on the front page there as well. Nat West in the Daily Telegraph is facing an investigation over whether it broke the law following the fallout from Nigel Farage's banking scandal reports. And a picture of Kevin Spacey, who's been found not guilty. On the front page, the Independent leads with NatWest shares plummeting 3.7% after the resignation of the bank's chief executive on Tuesday, and a picture of Sinead O'Connor also on the front page of The Guardian as well. She is. The Prime Minister and Chancellor have been accused of damaging UK PLC in a row following a resignation of NatWest boss Dame Alison Rose. The Mirror, cleared Spacey, weeps in court. Kevin Spacey cleared, and what I find quite amazing, can I just put this one out there? I'm just going to throw it out there if anybody wants to have a little moan or controversy, you know, a bit controversy, I suppose. But if he's been found not guilty, then I suppose he can get back to work. But people are saying, no, he's lost his career. Well, why has he lost his career if he's not, you know what I mean? I just don't understand why he wouldn't be able now to go back and start his career again. We'll see. We shall see. Okay. Nothing compared. Big black and white picture of Sinead O'Connor on the front page of the Daily Mirror there. And 1966 to 2023, when that song came out, Nothing Compares to You. It was such emotion, wasn't it, in the face of Sinead O'Connor when she sang that song, a Prince song, of course, written by Prince. Prince always a little bit miffed that she kind of took that song and owned it for herself, apparently. He wasn't quite... Although he must have made quite a bit of money out of the royalties. The Daily Star leads with the death of Sinead O'Connor, who died 18 months after her teenage son. So I would have been about 14 when that song came out. Banks must be reined in after NatWest crisis, writes the Eye, as business leaders demand tougher banking controls. Yeah, that was 1990 when that song was a massive hit, wasn't it, for Sinead O'Connor. Tragic music legend dies, age 56. Inheritance tax raid must be ended, Daily Express saying there. Metro death of singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor, age 56. Now, UK headlines. The warm weather last year led to homes catching fire and vulnerable people dying. And now the Met Office says we have to prepare as a country for that being a normal summer, although they've not had it this year. By the way, this temperature, they're saying that the temperatures in the Mediterranean Sea are so much warmer than they usually are. Well, can I just say, I went in there yesterday with the kids and it was freezing cold. So I don't know where they're getting the temperatures from. I really don't. We went in about a week ago, and when the heat wave was on, it was really warm. Went in yesterday, it was freezing. Well, it wasn't freezing, obviously. It was very, very, it just felt very cold. There wasn't so many people going in either, and a bit of a cool breeze. Not I'm complaining. The Met Office says that 2060, potentially in the lifetime of anyone now under the age of 40, those hot temperatures will become simply average. The Irish Prime Minister is among famous names and faces from all sorts of Irish life to pay tribute to Sinead O'Connor, who died yesterday at the age of 56. MPs are worried about the falling number of children receiving routine jabs to protect them from meningitis, measles and hepatitis B. Numbers are down in 13 out of the 14 routine programmes for children up to the age of 5. In sport, holders United States of America came from a goal down to draw 1-1 with the Netherlands at the Women's World Cup. And Jordan Henderson is likely to rip up his contract at Anfield, which has 2 years left to run, to join Steven Gerrard in Saudi Pro League. Wow. I don't know. That sounds a good move for him. I'm not sure. So there we go. Jordan Henderson on his way from Liverpool to Saudi Arabia. Let's get the latest sports, the Spanish news now with Bob James.
Good morning. Russian hackers have attacked the websites of the Interior Ministry, the Statistics Institute, the INE, the Prime Minister's Office, the Moncloa Palace, the Central Electoral Council, and the Postal Service, Correos, amongst others. The attacks by the pro-Russian group, No Name 057, began 4 days before last Sunday's election and are still active. The hackers, closely linked to Russian intelligence, acted in response to the support package announced by Pedro Sanchez for the armed conflict in Ukraine. On Sunday, the group struck by trying to disable the Interior Ministry's website, which at the time was essential for monitoring the vote counting for the elections. One of their virtual attacks even tried to take down the Royal Household website. However, in many of these cases, the affected companies and government agencies managed to stop the cyber criminals. This year alone, between 50 and 60 serious attacks aimed at bringing down the public sector have been detected. An Iranian chess player who moved to Spain in January after she competed without a hijab and had an arrest warrant issued against her at her home has been granted Spanish citizenship. It was announced yesterday. Sara Kardem took part in the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships held in Kazakhstan in December without the headscarf that is mandatory under Iran's strict Islamic dress code. The 26-year-old said she had no regrets over her gesture in support of the protest movement against her country's leadership. The official State Gazette said the cabinet approved granting Kardem citizenship on Tuesday, taking into account the special circumstances of her case. Holidaymakers travelling to Mallorca, Ibiza and Menorca are being warned that the wildfire risk on the islands has been raised. A forest fire red alert was issued in Mallorca by the Palma Met Office on Tuesday due to the heatwave, and AMET has issued an extreme red alert for the island. AMET put the southern and eastern tip of Mallorca at extreme risk of wildfires, whilst Ibiza and Menorca were both placed on high alert. Firefighters said the region's wooded areas had become a tinderbox due to the scorching weather, before adding that they were well equipped for any blazes that might break out. Meanwhile, the Mediterranean reached its highest temperature on record this week during an exceptional heatwave, researchers said. in the daily median sea surface temperature of the Mediterranean, 28.71 degrees Celsius was observed, so the Institute of Marine Sciences said, analysing data from the satellites used by the European Earth Observation Programme, Copernicus. The last record was back in August 2003 when it hit 28.25 degrees Celsius. Copernicus recently said that at the beginning of June, global temperatures exceeded pre-industrial levels by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. Such high temperatures threaten marine life. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
OK, thank you, Bob. Let's get the latest sports news now from our friends at Sky IRN. Latest UK and world sports news.
England Test cricket captain Ben Stokes says the way Australia retained the Ashes at Old Trafford last week was an odd experience. Rain washed out the best part of 2 days in Manchester to ensure the tourists can't lose the series, which they lead 2-1. Stokes is determined his side make it 2-2 in the final match at the Oval, which starts this morning.
It was very bizarre, and that's two teams of professional athletes. They want to be out there, they want to be playing against each other and doing what we do, but unfortunately we weren't able to do that. So yeah, it was a pretty flat feeling, but we've got rid of those emotions and we're all set for this week.
Well, Scotland's cricketers attempt to continue their charge towards qualifying for the T20 World Cup when they take on Denmark in Edinburgh today. They've got 4 wins from 4 so far. Jordan Henderson looks like becoming another player to join the Saudi Pro League this summer after saying goodbye to Liverpool. The England midfielder, who captained the Merseysiders to the Premier League title in 2020, is expected to join El Etifak for around £12 million. He wrote on Instagram he'll always remember the good times at Anfield, but his impending move has been criticised by Liverpool's LGBT plus supporters group. Fourth tier side Spartans remaining with the chance of making the knockout stages of the Scottish League Cup thanks to a 2-1 victory over Peterhead. They'll go through if they beat Partick Thistle in their final group game on Saturday. Raith Rovers have kept their hopes alive with a 5-4 penalty shootout win against Kilmarnock following a 2-2 draw in normal time. Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe says she's heartbroken after their first ever Women's World Cup campaign ended at the earliest opportunity. A second defeat in as many group games, losing 2-1 to Canada, means they can't progress to the last 16. Australia can make it 2 wins from 2 when they take on Nigeria this morning. Heather Watson and Jodie Burridge attempt to progress to the quarterfinals of the Poland Open tennis later. British number 2 Burridge meets Italy's Lucrezia Stefanini in the last 16. Watson takes on world number 240, Yulia Hatuka.
Thank you very much. Okay, there you go. All kicking off. Right then, we're going to have a market roundup in a few minutes, moments time on Talk Radio Europe. Remind me to give you the lost lyrics. I'll do that in a moment. If you haven't received them already.
With romantic music and the lights down low, and as you stand there amazed at the door, and you wonder what all this is for, it's just a simple thing from me to you, the lady that I adore. 'Cause there's something that you should know. It's that never let go. There is no reason to the things that we do. You can break our heart with just a word or two. Take a lifetime to apologize when the one you love's in front of your eyes. And I will fall to my knees like a fool if it's the only way of getting through. If I, you are beautiful, someone else is gonna feel it too. So there's only one thing to do.
Westerberg, I'm missing you. Lost lyrics we're looking for. If you'd like to have a little go on this, you'd be most welcome to do so for Thursday. We go to a party and everyone turns to see this beautiful lady who's walking around with me. And then she asks me, do you feel all right? And I say, yes, I feel wonderful tonight. So if you know where those lost lyrics come from, let me know, get in touch, and it'd be great to hear from you. It really would. Here we go.
You can contact us, Savvy, on Talk Radio Europe, TRE. You can use WhatsApp, +34 645 99 67 95, Savvy. Or you can call us on 952 78 4000. Or you can email studio@tre.radio. Or Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official. Or you can use our website, tre.radio. So if you fancy a parlay, pick up the phone, Savvy.
I just did it, didn't I? Did I give... I gave the title away. And anyway, never mind. Apparently, lots of Americans are leaving the US to move to Spain. The rate of US residents rushing to buy homes overseas has risen drastically since 2019, significantly in one European nation in particular, and that's Spain. Between 2019 and 2021, the number of American expats living in Spain jumped by 13%, and the number of homes Americans bought in the southern European nation went up by 88%. According to a new study by the Spanish government. That's in the New York Post, of all places. British airline Jet2 launches new route at Malaga Airport. The airline already connects the Costa del Sol with 9 other airports: Belfast, Birmingham, East Midlands, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Leeds, Bradford, London, Stansted, and Manchester and Newcastle. A new route online there for jet2.com. So well done to them. And what days is it today? Well, it's Take Your House Plant for a Walk Day. If you're walking around at the Campo this morning, you see a guy walking with a potted plant. You know why that's happening, because it's Take Your House Plant for a Walk Day today. National Refreshment Day. It's National Chicken Finger Day. And it's also Norfolk Day, where we celebrate all things Norfolk and Norwich. And I don't know what a chili dog is. That's like a hot dog with like chili flakes on the top, or chili, yeah. It's chili hot dog day anyway. It's in America. Those are your days. And it's National Ice Cream Month, which means that I'm having an ice cream every single day this month as a little bit of a challenge. And I've been doing really well because I started in January. Okay, it's 12 minutes to 9.
TRE.radio.
Carrefour Fuengirola will remain open every Sunday and holidays until September the 30th. Take advantage of the offers designed for you at Carrefour and Carrefour.es. Remember, Carrefour Fuengirola will remain open every Sunday and holidays until September the 30th. Carrefour, here to be able to choose is to be able to save.
It's Good News Week. Someone's fallen out somewhere. Idle gossip everywhere. But we don't care. It's Good News Week. There's a Euro Weekly everywhere, full of good news for you to share. Someone's found a way to give a happy life we do live. It's Good News Week. Have you heard the news? Euro Weekly's everywhere. Pick up the Euro Weekly and put a smile on your face. Every Thursday, it's Good News Week.
Abbey Gate, the English insurance broker looking after your health cover needs in Spain. As well as speaking your language, we work with health insurance companies like DKV, Asisa, Liberty, Casa, Helvetia, and many more. This means that at Abbey Gate, we're able to offer the very best cover for you and your loved ones. Get a no-obligation quote today at abbeygateinsure.com. Call us on 951-277-455. 951-277-455. Abbey Gate, the way insurance should be.
Knockolds Lawyers Spain, an affiliate company of Knockolds Solicitors in the UK, has opened its office in Estepona. Knockolds has been providing legal advice on cross-border matters between Spain and the UK for over 10 years. Our team of English and Spanish lawyers offer a broad range of legal services, including buying and selling property, wills, probate and estate planning, applying for visas and personal litigation, as well as supporting businesses with interests in the UK. At Knockolds, we also offer an in-house
official sworn translation service. Passionate and committed to providing the very highest levels of service and delivering quality legal advice, our priority is you. Find us at knockolds.es.
Talk Radio Europe.
Daybreak is brought to you courtesy of Knockolds Lawyers Spain. Passionate about providing the highest quality legal advice. Knockolds.es.
Daybreak.
Business News.
Okay, it's time to welcome Cookie onto the show. Morning, Cookie, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday, Dave.
Happy Thursday to you. Now, you didn't sleep very well last night. I'm going to put this question out to you and also to the listeners. When you can't sleep, is it better that you kind of get out of bed and go downstairs and do something like clean the lounge or watch something on television rather than keep lying there trying to get to sleep? I mean, do you actually gain more energy just by lying there or not? I don't know.
No, I actually get even more frustrated by lying there in the bed and get annoyed that I can't go to sleep. And then my mind just starts racing and thinking about stuff. Yeah. So I normally get up very quietly. I don't obviously put the TV on, husband's asleep. And then I'll just go out onto the terrace and sit out there for maybe half an hour and then go try and go back to bed again. So, yeah.
Does it work generally?
Sometimes. I think I had only had 2 hours sleep last night, but hey-ho, it's Friday tomorrow, so...
Well, I was just saying to you, I'm at the Jacksons tonight at Marbella Arena, so we're going with some friends, and it's going to be a late one, I know it is, we're just going to... I'm just going to go with it, you know what? I'm only 47, so...
You're young, Dave. Yeah. Very, very young. What, is it at the Marbella Arena?
Tonight, yeah.
Going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And then we went to see Mika last night, and apparently he was really, really good. So,
wow.
Right then, what's happening on the markets?
Okay, yesterday we had the Fed Reserve. They raised interest rates by 0.25% or 0.25 basis points, and that now takes their interest rate up to 5.5%. Today it's the turn of the ECB. All indications are that they're going to increase the rate by 0.25 basis points or 0.25%, taking it from 4% to 4.25%. Today we also have German GFK consumer confidence, Spanish unemployment rate, EU economic forecasts, and then later today for the United States we've got advanced GDP quarter on quarter, unemployment claims as well. And at 2:45 this afternoon we have the press conference that is going to be held by the ECB, and then next Thursday, which is the 3rd of August, we have the interest rate decision from the Bank of England. And today's ECB policy meeting could mean that July's rate hike could actually be the last for the foreseeable future. Yeah. And analysts, they actually see a slowing economy and easing inflation within the Eurozone, believe that this might be the case. So markets already factored in today's interest rate increase. However, changes in the guidance regarding a September hike could actually prompt FX foreign exchange volatility today. So, traders will be looking and listening very, very closely to the ECB's press conference later on this afternoon. And really, really good news for Spain. IMF, they believe that Spain's GDP, which is the gross domestic product, will grow by 2.5% this year compared to 1.5% it predicted in April. And this is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
This is actually making Spain the engine of growth within the Eurozone. You know, as always, Germany was seen as the powerhouse and the growth for Europe, but it's actually now switched to Spain for this moment in time, which is absolutely brilliant. And the strength is all down to services and tourism. And Spain obviously forecasting that tourism is going to be at record levels this year. So come on, Spain, absolutely brilliant.
I think that bode well for Pessoa, you know, for Pedro Sanchez, when he actually, I think that had a bearing on it, the fact that the economy is doing so well at the moment. So, but we'll see with all the political shenanigans going on. Anything else there, Cookie?
Yeah, and then the IMF are actually forecasting that the growth next year for Spain is estimated at 2%. So it's still a really, really good number. Pound to the euro trading at 1.1675. We could see that go higher today, depending on what the ECB say today at their press conference. Pound to the dollar trading at 129.52 and euro to the dollar trading at 110.94.
Have a lovely day. Thank you, Cookie, and hope you sleep
and
better
you
tonight, okay?
Enjoy Cheers. Tonight.
I will. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So bounded by choices that somebody else makes. How come we've both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. Could blow my mind, soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up wine. They say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice. Yet I don't know anybody who's truly satisfied. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing, but the higher we climb feels like we're both none the wiser. So I hope I learn to get over myself, stop trying to be in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe for you I've cried high tides, cause I want you so bad, but you can't fight. I know how low I can go. I give as good as I get. You get the brunt of it all, cause you're all I've got left. Oh, I hope in time both will find peace of mind. Sometimes the road less traveled is the road best left behind.
Your voice in Spain and around the world.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, the warm weather last year led to homes catching fire and vulnerable people dying. And now the Met Office says we'll have to prepare